Gentlemen, I have a game show for you here on Friday.
Smart.
Welcome to the City of Champions. We have a very special game show in honor of the NFL playoffs finishing up this weekend. We have four teams left in championship games. So we'll give you a little bit of a Jeopardy-style game show. I've got four categories, four questions apiece.
I love it.
With money value.
So far, I like this.
Okay, good, good. We're starting good.
The B.
I'll take it. 100, 200, 300, and 500 are your values. I'll keep score in here. And you do have a lifeline. At any time when you buzz in using your name, you can defer your answer to the ticket ticker man, Ryan Medlin.
So he's the lifeline?
He is the only one I can get on such short notice.
Jared's kind of my man. We can use whoever we want.
I'll tell you, yeah, because you only get one. You get one of each.
All right, very good.
So whenever you buzz in, like you'd say Mike, and you immediately have to defer to Jer or Ryan for your answer.
Okay.
So we have our four categories: New England, Kansas City, Los Angeles, and New Orleans. Very low rent.
All right.
I like it.
So we've determined who goes first, since it is a Friday, by who has the most career e-breaks in ticket history between Mike and Donnie.
Take it away, Mike.
Yep, with eight.
Thank you.
Mike Cirulli controls the board. Mike, where would you like to start?
Let's start with New Orleans, please.
New Orleans for 100.
And again, I'm answering this at my leisure.
Either of you can buzz in and answer.
Right.
You just
start. We say our names?
Yeah, say your names.
Okay, New Orleans for 100.
New Orleans for 100. New Orleans was the home port of a powerboat racing team founded by champion racer Al Copeland Sr., who also founded this popular fried chicken restaurant.
Sea Cow. That'd be Popeye's famous fried chicken.
Damn right.
My dad built and designed the boats for over a decade.
Nice. I was about to say, boy, that's 100? I was worried
this
at first.
This game is an A-plus right now, by the way.
Sea Cow, you control the board.
I guess I'll stick with New Orleans for 200.
New Orleans for 200. This championship boxing match happened in New Orleans in 1980, made famous by this two-word Spanish phrase.
Sea cow. No mas.
Mike Cirulli.
Nice.
Thank you.
He's up to 300 points now. Donovan at zero.
New Orleans 300.
New Orleans AAA baseball team, formerly the Zephyrs, rebranded in 2017 to this Mardi Gras-themed name featuring a terrifying new mascot.
No minus points for wrong answers?
No minus points for wrong answers.
Sea cow. The Lucky Dogs.
Incorrect. Good try, though.
I like it a lot. Okay.
I like the cleverness,
but Donovan. The Hurricanes.
No.
Ooh. Because of the drink,
very
you idiots.
Very uncomfortable, guess. But nope. the baby cakes.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
Baby cakes.
The drink. Hurricanes.
Future.
The drink.
Sure, Donovan. Sure.
Oh, so now he gets it, right?
No. You still control the board.
You control the board. Where are we going to go?
400, New Orleans.
500.
500. All right. 500. This New Orleans native soldiered through two NBA preseasons with two different teams, but it was his rapping.
Donovan.
Master
P.
Damn right.
Yeah, buddy.
Donovan Woo-hoo. Takes the lead.
Context clues you use.
But it was his rapping that earned him a place in the 2013 class of the Louisiana Hall of Fame.
There you go.
All right, Donovan,
there
you go. Control the board. New Orleans is done.
Let's go KC for 100.
KC for 100. After the Royals swept the Orioles in the 2014 American League Division Series, where in KC did the team go to do their best Mike Cirulli impersonation and celebrate?
Donovan. The Negro League Baseball Museum.
Incorrect.
Great guess.
Mike, would you like a guess?
Yeah, Seacow. I will say at Kansas City Live.
Incorrect.
In the Gaslight
they
District.
They went to Power and Light District.
Oh,
is what you were looking for.
Okay,
Power and Light District.
Right.
Donovan,
my
you control
thing
the board.
Is in the Power and Light District.
No, that's the answer. You're questioning
okay.
me?
No,
KC for 200,
KC
please.
KC for 200. In 2012, the Barbecue Hall of Fame opened in Kansas City, with this famous TV chef being inducted as part of the initial class.
Donovan. Guy Fieri.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't think.
Thank you, Twig.
I feel like that should discredit the Barbecue Hall of Fame, but either way.
Yeah, really.
Quick score update here. Donovan currently leads 700. Mike has 300. Donnie, you control the board.
KC for 300.
In 2017, this Kansas City native and former NFL player won his first United States Championship, beating AJ Styles and Ty Dillinger at Hell in a Cell.
Ooh. Donovan.
Donovan.
I would like to use my lifeline in Jer.
Okay, Jer, do you need me to repeat the question?
Yes, repeat the question, please.
Okay, in 2017, this Kansas City native and former NFL player won his first United States Championship, beating AJ Styles and Ty Dillinger at Hell in a Cell.
That would be Baron Corbin.
Correct.
Bam! Thank you, Jared.
Donovan
you
goes
are
out to
the
a
man.
Big lead here. 1,000.
Donovan's maneuver right there is the smartest thing I've
it really is. That's
ever
really
seen.
It was a perfect 10.
I froze. Wow.
Hey, Donovan, you control the board still.
Let's finish out KC at 500.
Okay, KC, in honor of Tripping Balls 2018, which Negro League team won the most championships?
C-Cow.
C-Cow.
Monarchs.
Incorrect.
What's the really uncomfortably named one?
Oh, the one. That, oh, Donovan. I'm just going to try yeah. because I bought the shirt. Donovan. The Atlanta Black Crackers.
It was not the very uncomfortably named. I don't even know if I could say that or not, but no, it's the Chicago American Giants with 14.
Oh, I wouldn't have said every other team.
So
but
Kansas
that.
City,
you did
yeah,
buy the Black Crackers shirt.
So and unstable.
Such a cool shirt,
and
too.
I wear it proudly. That is a great, great shirt. Okay, all right, let's
Donovan.
Go L.A. for 100.
All right.
To hell with New England.
Well, okay, wild card for Los Angeles. In 1994, the Rose Bowl hosted the World Cup final, where this nation beat Italy 3-2 to become
Donovan.
Champion.
Donovan? Brazil.
Correct.
Thank you.
Donovan picks up another 100 points. He is dominating. In this game
whatever.
Show.
L.A. for 200.
200. Kicker Jose Cortez was the MVP of the only ever XFL million-dollar game won by the Los Angeles blank.
Donovan.
Donovan.
Express.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
C-Cow has the chance to steal here. You of the XFL hat challenge should know this.
C-Cow.
C-Cow.
Bought me a second there. I know this.
You should.
The Los Angeles.
Say it.
It's the San Francisco Demons. It's the Los Angeles Outlaws.
Incorrect.
Easy, Junior. Easy, Junior.
My Junior mode.
That's the Las Vegas Outlaws. We were looking for the Los Angeles Extreme.
Oh. Do I get half
I
because
Express.
Of the X? I thought it
nope.
was Express.
You get none. You either get it all or nothing here, buddy.
Okay. You up still
I'm
or me?
Yeah. Donovan still controls the board.
L.A. for 300.
L.A. for 300. This five-time NBA champion was hired in December to coach the Los Angeles Sparks.
Donovan.
Donovan.
Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher is correct. Quick score update here. Donovan with 1,400. A very despondent C-Cow with 300 points.
I'm sorry.
Not
LA
a very
for,
good segment.
L.A. for 500.
Oh, dear.
Sam did a bad job.
All right. L.A. for 500. The last Super Bowl in Los Angeles was 1993, a Cowboys victory.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson performed at halftime, playing mm-hmm. two number one hits. Name either of them.
C-Cow. C-Cow.
1993?
1993. Black or White?
Correct.
Nice. The other one was
Big.
The Way You Make Me Feel?
No. Billie
okay.
Jean.
Damn
Billie
it. Jean why didn't I go Billie
Black
Jean?
Or white.
Okay,
so
nice.
Came to me.
That gets Mike right back in this one.
I needed yeah. that.
As we go to the final category, Donnie has 1,400. C-Cow has 800. You kind of need a sweep here, Mike, if you want to win this one
well,
at the very end.
New England Patriots have treated me so well throughout my life.
They really have.
We'll take New England for 100.
100. What year did former Ranger Mike Napoli win the World Series with the Boston Red Sox? Sending him on a shirtless bender through the streets. Of
Donovan.
Boston. Donovan.
2014.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
C-Cow.
C-Cow.
2015.
Incorrect.
Oh, good.
2013.
Dang.
You're both very close.
200, please.
200. This transplant NHL team, formerly known as the Hartford Whalers, took the league by storm, winning the Stanley Cup in 2006.
C-Cow.
C-Cow.
Bruins?
Incorrect.
What I don't understand.
Donovan.
Donovan.
I don't understand.
The Winnipeg Jets.
Incorrect. The answer was the Carolina Hurricanes.
I was going to say that.
He's
that was
playing
the next
Hartford,
one.
Now playing Carolina. That also would have been a very good spot to use on Lifeline.
For Ryan. That's right.
Does he like hockey?
He loves hockey.
20 years experience.
What does that
in
mean?
In hockey?
Watching
yeah.
It?
What does that mean?
Playing.
He's a 20-year vet.
Like NHL, former NHL star
friend?
Or something?
Could have gone pro. No, not really. I burned out after high school.
Explains the mullet.
All right,
it's
Mike.
Okay, right. though, Mike. You
300.
Can still win. 300. What did Aaron Hernandez have more of? Football championships or murder convictions?
C-Cow.
C-Cow.
Championships.
Incorrect.
Donovan.
Hey,
murder convictions.
Incorrect.
What?
It's a tie.
Oh, that is loaded.
That is tricky.
He has one murder conviction and one BCS championship in 2008.
That was loaded.
Okay.
I don't know if I like it.
500.
Okay. And since this is the last question,
is there any Final Jeopardy or
we're going to make it worth 2,000 points. So if C-Cow gets it,
my man,
he wins. If he misses and Donovan gets it, well, Donovan wins as long as he doesn't get it. For 500, for like 2,000 points in the win. In 2009, the New Hampshire Motor Speedway introduced its first mascot named Milo. What is the animal mascot of the Magic Mile?
C-Cow, Ryan, you're my partner. We'd like to hear the question again.
Okay. In 2009, the New Hampshire Motor Speedway introduced its first mascot named Milo. What is the animal mascot of the Magic Mile? Milo is its name.
Let's talk it out.
And you're using me as your lifeline?
It's the last question. I had a lifeline, and I just needed to get...
Well, we don't have that much time.
I needed to get the ball. We have plenty of time.
No, we don't.
Is he a moose?
Wait, we're talking.
Oh, we're talking.
Take all the time you need.
New Hampshire.
Milo. The Magic Mile.
Okay, so he's got to be some sort of...
A rabbit? A magic mile?
Wood creature, right? Like something in the woods. You know what? I'm going moose. That's my...
Why moose? Just out of nowhere? Because there's it starts with an M?
Gentlemen, I need a final answer.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, a rabbit, magic
Take
mile.
Take control of this game,
of
Milo
Sam.
The moose?
You have five.
I'm going
four.
Down with my man. Effing moose.
The answer is correct. Milo the moose.
Okay. Ryan obviously helped him with this game.
So
he absolutely knew it was a moose.
How'd you do that?
Because
I
talked.
I went straight to moose. Milo the moose.
He did not have access to the answers or questions beforehand.
I don't believe it.
He totally guessed.
This game is culturally biased, and I don't appreciate it. This game is the SAT of sports games.
Can he spell it?
Yes, please spell moose.
M-O-O-S-E.
Correct.
Moose.
Wow.
So 2,800 to 1,400. Mike Saroy
Dominant.
Is right. The mayor of the City of Champions.
Sam,
congratulations,
let me speak
Mike.
For both of us when I say you did a great job.
Oh, thanks,
great
buddy.
Job,
this
Sam.
Segment.
Congratulations, Mike. It's 11-11.